If you're overwhelmed by the wonder of the world, the human eye probably catches your eye. Hi, this is Reason Why with Alec McClellan, and I'm John Gager. Alec, a lot of ink has been spilled over this issue.
John, in the 19th century, William Paley's natural theology popularized the argument for design based on the human eye. The counterclaim, the eye is the product of natural evolution.
Yeah, but how do you make sense of something as complicated as the eye? Let's be honest, that's an incredibly complex thing. And all of that without a designer?
Well, even Charles Darwin wrestled with this. Some say maybe simple animals developed sensitivity to light. Maybe shallow pits emerged and revealed the direction of light. Maybe the secretion of mucus acted as a lens to focus the light.
Yeah, but that's a lot of maybes, Alec. How did everything fall into place?
Well, the explanation, allegedly, is natural selection. But an enormous number of lucky mutations had to occur as the eye slowly assembled itself.
Yeah, you'd kind of have to say that we got pretty lucky.
John, I mean off the chart lucky.
Yeah.
The human eye has millions of complex cells that they work together to capture light waves. They convert them into electrical signals that create images in the brain. The eye, it acts like a steady cam. It gauges distance and depth. It highlights color and contrast. It automatically responds to different lighting conditions. It even has a structure in place to provide irrigation, lubrication, cleaning, protection for those willing to keep their eyes open. The wonder of the world provides good reason to believe in the wonder of God, the designer who created it all.
That's a good word. Thanks, Alec. Reason Why with Alec McClellan is ultimate truth for ordinary people. We encourage you to visit the website reasonwhy.org. Lots of updates and photos there at reasonwhy.org.